This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The U.S. Department of Justice found suicide rates are 2 to 3 times higher for children in custody than their peers in the general population. A new study from Nationwide Children's Hospital researchers looked into what's driving that disparity. And its researcher, Donna Roush, joins us now. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
At first glance, it seems like the answer to this might be straightforward. Being in jail, prison, or juvenile detention, and also the circumstances that would lead you there, that would be traumatic, right? What did you find?
You're correct, Claire. It was interesting. One of the things that we did find, though, was that key risk factors that we've identified associated with youth suicide, things like history of suicide attempts, history of mental health conditions and substance abuse, that they were not significantly different between youth in custody who died by suicide and those in the general population. So that surprised us a bit. However, we did find that youth that were in custody who died by suicide had some differences. For example, they were less likely to disclose suicide intent or even leave a suicide note. So those are just some of the key findings that, you know, looked at both similarities and differences in some of our study.
Does that mean that it's possible children who are in custody are just as likely to try, but we might not be catching it in the same way that we catch it when it's in the general population?
Yes, I think that we can certainly consider that. And the other implication that we concluded was that is there something about the incarceration experience that may be contributing to the risk for these youths?
Were there any other takeaways from the data that you and your fellow researchers found?
You know, we think that what we found interesting as well was the methodology. You know, we talked about methods, and that kind of led us to some of our, takeaways. You know, looking at things for improved suicide risk assessment and safety planning within the incarceration environment. Looking at developmentally relevant suicide prevention interventions that, again, are really tailored to this setting and environment.
Tell us a little bit about those. What is instructive from your research? What can we be doing to prevent these deaths?
We saw that timing was important. And so what we concluded there was that prevention efforts should really focus on that, this idea that this immediate incarceration experience seems to be a high-risk period. We also looked at things like this idea of ongoing suicide risk assessment and safety planning. We need to do that continuously, not just at point of entry. The development, again, and implementation of programs that really look at the unique conditions of confinement, and then really looking at a greater attention to what we call means restriction and the overall safety of the correctional environment.
When you say means restriction, does that tie into how these children are dying by suicide, the methods they use?
Yes. So what we found in our data was that a significant number of the deaths were hanging and suffocation as a means for suicide.
So that means that that might be a place of attention to be paid for these particular institutions.
That's what we kind of roll into this safety planning. And looking at that, how do we make sure that there's points that restricted access to ligatures and ligature points in correctional facilities?
Donna Roush, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome, Claire. Thank you.